This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory, after South Africa lodged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians, saying no one will stop us, not the Hague, not the axis of evil, no one. Netanyahu said in a televised address. He also said a decision had yet to be made about a potential military takeover of an area along the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt. When asked about Israel's defense budget, he said Israel plans a huge addition as part of a buildup designed to cover its need for years to come. Egypt is worried Friday and Saturday's U.S.-British attacks on Houthis could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage.
Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
France's new foreign minister has now arrived in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to meet with his counterpart and sign a support of Ukraine as Russia's full-scale invasion nears its second anniversary. This is VOA News. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo says that it will complete its withdrawal from the Central African nation by the end of 2024. That is more than two decades after the mission arrived there to help fight against rebels. The head of the 15,000 force, MONUSCO mission, told the media briefing on Saturday that the withdrawal will be in three phases. The first will start in South Kivu province, and then in April, the mission arrived in Congo in 2010 after taking over from the government and stabilization and peace consolidation efforts. But the government asked it to leave the country last year, claiming its operations are limited and have not been successful. The ruling party candidate, strongly opposed by China, has won Taiwan's presidential election. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In Taipei, at the Democratic Progressive Party headquarters, a crowd erupted in cheers as ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election as his opponents conceded. In the crowd, physical therapist Si Xin-chu told the AP,
"We love freedom! We love democracy! We suppose to choose our new president!"
Beijing strongly opposes Lai, the current vice president, who abandoned his medical career to pursue politics from the grassroots to the presidency. At stake is peace, social stability and prosperity on the island, which Beijing claims as its own, and to be retaken by force if necessary. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization reminded the world on Friday that COVID-19 is still out there and it's still deadly. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with the French news agency AFP, WHO COVID technical lead Maria Van Kerkhove said they are still getting reports of fatalities, as many as 10,000 a month, with more than half of those reported from the United States and another 1,000 from Italy. And she said they're only receiving data from 50 countries, so the number of deaths from COVID is likely much higher.
By the end of 2023, 31st of December, more than 7 million people have been reported to WHO as having died from COVID-19. We know that that number is certainly higher, so we expect that the actual true number is at least three times higher. So those 7 million deaths are COVID only, which is truly astonishing.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.